more feedback.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. As always, we are very happy to have you tuned in on today. And as always, we will begin the show with our opening prayer, and our guest, Mr. Stephen Smith, will open us up with a prayer. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Evangelist Norma. My name is Stephen Smith, and I'd like to open us with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for being with us here today. We just ask that you would be with our listeners, that you would help us to be able to discern what we need to do with our health, Lord. Today we're talking about health. We just want you to speak to our hearts and help us to understand how we should better take care of ourselves so that we can better serve you. We just ask that if any of our viewers are suffering at this time, that you'd be with them and you'd comfort them and allow them to hear the message that we're about to speak today. Lord, we give you all the credit. You deserve all the glory. And in Jesus' name, we pray to you. Amen.
All right, listeners, we thank Mr. Stephen Smith for that awesome prayer for our opening this afternoon. All right, listeners, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. And today we have a phenomenal show that we're going to be presenting to you with our special guest, Reverend Dr. David Portain, which will be continuing part two of Disease Hates Element 8, and so we can have a great, healthy life. So we are going to, without a further ado, we are going to let Mr. Reverend David Portain give a short bio about himself. After then, we would hear from Mr. Stephen Smith, and then I'll be back with you. Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you, Sister Norma, for that awesome introduction and the pleasure that it is to be on your show. We want to thank God for facing your fears, because definitely that is something we need to do in this environment that we're in right now. And if we're not facing our fears today, it's because we have not prepared ourselves for what is to come. And so I just want to let you know that I've been studying this medicine, which is food over medicine, for the last 15 years. Also, I've been preparing myself spiritually for the last 30 years. And so the journey that I've taken now is a physical, spiritual journey where I'm interacting with people spiritually as well as physically, because we know now that the physical body is a major part of the spirituality of the individual. And so I've been in New Orleans for the last 62 years. I've been pastoring for over 30 years. And now, as far as the health goes, we've been teaching people how to convert their bodies from eating animals to eating a plant-based diet and drinking alkaline oxygenated water. And my newest creation, Sister Norma, is the Element 8 Clear and the Element 8 Blue. And these waters are so concentrated, oxygenated, until they begin making the body brand new almost immediately. And so with that in mind, we are learning now that oxygen plays a major role in us not only deacidifying the body, but allowing our bodies to be oxygenated. And once we become oxygenated, our bodies begin to heal themselves. Our bodies heal themselves with oxygen and water. Our bodies are made of 75% water. Based on my learning, based on the doctors that I allowed myself to study. And thank you, Brother Steve, for being so patient with us. We know now that it takes time to convert people to believe that water is the miracle cure for diseases. And food plays a major role. But without water, there is no life on planet Earth. Without you drinking the right type of water, then even the life in your body not be sustained. In the optimal diet that God intended for us to have, which was eating the vegetables from the ground, eating from the trees, and drinking the water from the ground. These are the three vital elements that we need to have a sustained element life. And what happens with element 8, it is the oxygen component of everything that needs to live. Oxygen is a vital clue. And so with that in mind, Sister Norma, I just want to say that I'm your servant. Whatever I can do to help you, coach you, instruct you, come to you, I have an official certification in Food Over Medicine, whereby we're able to give you everything you need in written form and oral form. And so with that in mind, you can call me at 504-701-4711 or go to the Whole Water website, whole.com or whole.com. God bless you. Sister Norma.
Thank you very much for that.
We will let Mr. Stephen Smith give us a short bio about himself, which all of our listeners are familiar with. Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. But we're going to allow him an opportunity to give a short bio about himself in case there's a new listener that's not familiar with him. Mr. Smith.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Evangelist Norma, and welcome, Reverend Patton. It's so good to hear from you again today. I'm glad that we're all together here. This is an awesome opportunity. I love being on this show. I love Evangelist Norma, and facing your fears is what we're talking about today, particularly with respect to health. A short bio about me, just short, down, and dirty, quick. I'm originally from Ontario, Canada, but I've been down in the States for a very long time. I live here in just south of Tampa area, and I have a ministry. My ministry is a resource, a platform for positive transformational change. I do videos, I do a TV show, and it's all about empowerment. It's about empowering ourselves to take action in our lives. And my purpose I have defined as being a servant of God, spreading the light of love and hope. And if I can let people know that even in our darkest times, that those dark times were an opportunity for us to learn, to grow, to become stronger, and make us better people, that's what my message is. Those moments defined us. And so I'd just like to share my experience. You know, I've had a pretty good life. But I made some pretty poor choices. Those poor choices took me to some pretty dark places, all the way to homelessness. But I've come back from this homelessness. It's been a long journey. Yeah. And now my ministry is to serve and help other people. And hopefully they don't make the same kind of mistakes I did. They can learn from my experience, apply a healthy routine to their life, and enjoy nature, because nature is my thing. That's my grounding point. And just enjoy our everyday life. And so thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share that, Evangelist Norma. Glad to be here.
All right. Thank you so very much, Mr. Smith and Mr. Partan, for your bio. All right, listeners, today our show will be continuing part one of Disease Hates Element 8X and How to Live a Great Healthy Life. Today's episode is an awesome, amazing, informative, inspirational, interesting show. We are very happy and excited and blessed to have Reverend Dr. David Partan for our special guest on today. He will be continuing part two lessons of part one, which was a couple of weeks ago. The topic is Disease Hates Element 8X. The cleaning process continues with G-bombs, green beans, onions, mushrooms, berry seeds. They have the priorities of being the body, of bringing the body the optimum diet. No disease is stored without consuming the containment foods. So with that being said, I am going to now turn the show over to our special guest, which will go further with the topic on today and giving further instructions on how to eat healthy, how to drink healthy, and what foods we should buy and what foods we should not buy that can affect our daily health. And also, Mr. Smith will be joining in with Mr. Partan, and they will be interacting one to the other. And I ask that the listeners please get a pencil and a paper and take notes here so you can be able to learn how we can eat healthy and have a longer life, and how we can some medications that we're taking with following instructions and some of these things that they're going to be talking about on today, how we can be able to not continue taking the medications that the doctors are prescribing for us, because some of the medication is good for one thing, but it's harming us in another area. So with that being said, I am going to turn the show over to Mr. Partain and Mr. Smith. And remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation by pressing the number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, or just care to share your experience or thoughts that you may have on today. My understanding is Mr. Partain is going live on Facebook. So those of you who have Facebook and are my Facebook friends or his Facebook friends, tune in on Facebook, and you can also hear the show and be able to see Mr. Partain as we go through the show today. God bless you, Mr. Partain.
Well, thank you once again, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I want to say to you, the audience, food over medicine is my specialty, and I am also officially a certified coach, consultant, and instructor. And as a coach, I believe that many people, we are pastors, but when it comes to the body, we need a coach. When it comes to the body, we need consultation. And when it comes to the body, we need instruction. And just as we need instruction for our spirit, instruction for our bodies. And so when it comes down to medication, we're finding out that 75% of people take some medication, and 40% take at least two or three medications, 25% take at least five medications. And so you have 1% of people in America that are clinically dehydrated. That means that 80% of the people are walking around sick in America. And so when a person is ill, that means a person literally cannot comprehend the pain, what they need to do. And so what they need to do is allow themselves to eat the proper diet. How can they eat the proper diet? Well, they eat the proper diet by allowing themselves to consume vegetables, fruit, and drinking water. And so if you're going to drink the proper water that you're going to have to drink is the Element 8X. Remember, Element 8X is an oxygenated water treated with no disease markers, no pathogens, no pharmaceutical residue, no bacteria, fungi. Nothing can really pass through the bloodstream once you put this water in your body. And so we're trying to get people to understand that once you consume the right type of water, then your body begins to clean itself. Can you imagine the swampy water in your body? If you're drinking bottled water with the city, if you're drinking bottled water, which has a low pH, if you're drinking bottled water that does not have any oxygen component, if you're drinking an alkaline water that has a bicarbonate, which is a baking soda, then you must understand that the only way your body is going to get in balance is if you have a water, Brother Stephen, that is small enough to hydrate your cells, that is small enough to clean your organs, your pancreas, your liver, your kidneys, your tissues, your muscles, your brain, your arteries, because what we're trying to do is this. We're trying to accomplish where your epithelium cells in your arteries are flushing out of them, thereby making your arteries more elastic. So the only way to do that is drinking the right type of water. Yes, the water we're talking about is whole water, 1.5 alkaline oxygenated microclusters, along with the L8. Disease hates oxygen. In 1931, the Otto Warburg discovered the real cause of cancer. And the real cause of cancer is acidosis and hypoxia. And so if you have acidosis and hypoxia, then these can live in your body. So the body's pH is supposed to be, and it's in question now, 7.365. And so 7.365, this is how you remember what your pH is supposed to be. 7 days a week, 365 days in a year, 7.365. How to accomplish this feat? The only way to accomplish this feat, animals, chicken, cows, pigs, turkey, fish, whatever animal you consume, literally consuming everything that the animal ate. You used to say, and we used to say, that you are what you eat. That is not correct. You are what your animal ate. So you are what the animal ate. That means you're eating all of the bacteria, you're eating all of the pharmaceutical products, you need all of the metabolites, you need all of the disease markers, and so you are really not eating meat. You're eating everything that's inside of the meat. You're eating all of the microorganisms, because when a doctor diagnoses, he doesn't diagnose you with pig disease. He doesn't diagnose you with extra cow. He doesn't diagnose you with extra turkey. He says you have cholesterol problems. You have diabetes type 2. You have high blood pressure. You have cancer. You have fibromyalgia. You have diverticulitis. You have arthritis, gout, acid reflux, back pain, neck pain, joint pain. And all of these diseases come from the animals that you ate, come from the dirt products that you're eating, come from the bad wheat that you're eating, come from the bad water that you're drinking. And all you need to do to get your body back into balance, to get that pain out of your muscles, the pain out of your bones, you have to hydrate with a water that's going to feed your bones. Hydrate with a water that's going to flush your muscles. Hydrate with a water that's going to flush your cells. Remember, intracellular hydration and intracellular hydration. We've had people who had stage 4 breast cancer, had people prostate cancer, people ovarian cancer, had people diabetes type 2, Crohn's disease, you name disease. We could name, not that we got rid of anything, but the person introduced to their bodies the water was necessary, the alkaline diet that was necessary, the plant diet that was able to feed the cells and starve the disease. It's called anti-angiogenesis. You feed your cells, and you feed your cells what they need to fight off the cancer, to fight off the diabetes, to bring the pancreas back, to bring the liver back, bring the kidneys back. And so you begin eating the proper diet, which is vegetables and fruit, drinking the alkaline water, and then you look at how all of the people are getting better. You're not getting better by eating a little disease food or getting better by eating a lot of disease food. You've got to get all the disease food in order to get rid of the disease. And so, same thing, if you're listening to me, the way to change is to really want to change. And the way to change is stop eating them, and they will stop feeding you. And so how do you get rid of the disease? Stop eating it, and it will stop eating you. God bless you.
That seems to make a lot of sense. Thank you very much for that, Reverend Patton. And we are what we eat, and I think that we are what we think as well. And Evangelist Norma made a statement about how our physical health relates to our mental health, and what we eat and what we take into our body is either good for our immune system or it's not good for our immune system. So maybe you could talk about how our physical health and taking care of ourselves, eating the right proper diet, getting sleep and things of this nature, drinking water, putting oxygen into our blood system, can make an impact in our thinking and obviously our clarity in thinking.
Well, definitely. This is what I would recommend, because the virus that the planet is dealing with right now is called COVID-19. And because it is a novel disease, that means they really don't have a clue what to do. We recommend that if you begin eating greens from the ground, the broccoli is number one when it comes to influenza. That means fighting influenza. So since you know that broccoli has already been proven and tested as a defense mechanism, helping the body gain immunity from influenza, start with the broccoli. Now, the broccoli is where we start, but we don't need to just stop at broccoli. Let's do this. What I recommend to get rid of the disease out of their bodies, I tell them, eat what eats disease. Mustard greens, collard greens, turnip, cabbage, all the greens. When you go green, cancer disease hate greens. And because you're going green, the diseases would like to eat you. They can't eat you because you're eating them. It takes 3 months to change your genes, where your genes become a fighting machine. And 3 months after eating these greens, drink alkaline water, allowing the element in to supercharge your body. I'm talking about, Stephen, Brother Stephen, making your body so high and so hyper. I heard Brother Ivan say it's almost like you're superhuman. You're on a different plane. Your blood's now working. Your lungs are now breathing. Your cells now thinking. They're separated. They're doing what they're supposed to do. The cells, they're supposed to renew your liver. They're supposed to renew your pancreas. They're supposed to renew your kidneys, renew your breathing, renew your muscles. So this cannot happen if hydrating cells. If you're not hydrating your cells, then your brain cannot function at optimal level. And so if you want to think better, you have to think in food in your body. Along with the greens, you have Himalayan pink salt. What does Himalayan pink salt do? Himalayan pink salt, it purges the intestinal tract of your gut bacteria. It feeds your gut, which feeds your brain. Remember, your brain are what you want. Your gut causes you to live like your brain needs to. So if you're eating from your gut, you're going to eat to live. If you eat your brain, you're going to eat to die.
Yeah, that's the important factor there, is that gut health, correct? And what I like you to, and the alkaline, correct me if I'm wrong, but the alkaline is super important because that's going to balance the acidity in your gut.
Right.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's going to change the whole balance of your body. Your gut bacteria is your brain. Your gut bacteria is your healing. The gut bacteria is the bacteria that eats the food that you put in it. If you put meat, if you put dairy, if you put wheat, if you put cheese in your gut bacteria, well, you stop up your thinking. You stop up your growth hormones. You stop up your healing. And so many people who are getting sick from this coronavirus, their immunity is based on their stomach area, their gut bacteria. They're eating the wrong things. And, Stephen, what you need to understand, and we need to understand, is if you don't feed gut bacteria what it needs, then it won't be feed cells what it needs to fight off disease. Remember, the gorilla, as long as he is, he only eats leaves. Remember, the horse only eats grass. The cow, as big as he is, he only eats grass. If you eat what you're supposed to eat, you're going to live. You're going to be healthy. You're going to be strong. But if you eat what you're not designed to eat, God never intended for us to eat meat. He would have intended for us, he put it in the first chapter of Genesis, when he said, I want man to eat from the meat he eat is going to be from the ground. The meat going to eat from the trees, and the water he's going to drink from the ground. And so, yes, brother, I'm feeling my stomach as I'm talking to you, because this stomach is
right.
So important.
You're making us hungry, right? Now, I just wanted to take a quick second here, too, and thank all the listeners for tuning in this afternoon. You are listening to Facing Your Fears with host,
yes,
Evangelist Norma Chapman. We do have Reverend Dr. David Patton with us, and he's talking about health. That's what we're talking about here. And if you have a question, or you have a comment, or you want to share a story, just press 1, and that'll put you in the phone queue. We would love to hear what you have to say and comment. So we are going to go to take some callers in shortly here in a few minutes. We certainly appreciate that. And you're so right about how it's really important to eat the right foods and have a good,
yeah,
balanced diet. Get that gut healthy with probiotics and create those. Maybe you can talk about how the antioxidants play such a major role in keeping,
right,
us healthy.
Well, another thing about the antioxidants, the water is an antioxidant because of minerals that's infused in the water, natural water, oxygen, also antioxidant, anti-aging, anti-inflammatory. And so you have a weapon that's actually getting the inflammation out of the body, the body can heal. Most people are walking around with so much inflammation until, if a virus ever got them, it's dealing with other sicknesses, it's dealing with other diseases, it's dealing with the medications that they're taking. And so an antioxidant is something that's going to make you younger. Water makes you younger. And so the alkaline oxidated water, people always tell me, Pastor Ken, you're looking so young. Of course, they already know what it is, but they're ashamed because they know they're not doing it. To God, I want you to be a believer. Stop being a doubter of something that's so simple. Remember, water is 75% of the whole planet. Water is 75% of your body. And so if there's anything that's going to get inflammation out of your body, it's going to get rid of the obesity in your body, get your type 2 diabetes, get rid of your cholesterol disease, break up that plaque in your arteries, break up that plaque around your heart area, cause that not to happen, that angioplasty not to happen. Because when you go through these operations, though you might think they're successful, they do not prolong your life. If you drink water, it's going to clean out the arteries, those endothelium cells back. If you stop putting the grease in those arteries, stop putting the preservative in your body, stop putting the meat in your body, then the endothelium cells are going to not only get better, but telomeres, Brother Stephen, the telomeres in your body literally tell you that you're going to live 10 years more. You're going to live 15 years more because you change the way you eat. You change the way you drink. And I'm excited because we talked about anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-aging. Who doesn't want to get young again? And you can't get young drinking bad water. And many people today are getting sick putting their trust in bottled water. Bottled water has made so many people ill because there is nothing in it. It is acidic. There are no minerals. It is acid water. It can't help the body. And if you don't get a hold of this alkaline water with oxygen, that's ionized, not with baking soda, but is infused with platinum and titanium plate. The element A is a guaranteed water. But I guarantee that this water is going to have an effect on you, because if I don't guarantee it, people are trying out it. But I'm talking about a water that works, whether I'm with it or not. If you swallow it, it's going to work. If you put it on your tongue, it's going to work. Under your tongue, and I'm talking instantly. I'm talking about a concentrated, oxygenated water that God gave me as getting rid of diseases. Because what does it do? It gets rid of acidosis and hypoxia. These are the causes of cancer. Dr. Otto Warburg, he discovered the real cause of cancer in 1931, and he won two Nobel Prizes. And so, if drinking water can help you erase disease marks, erase pathogens, viruses, bacteria, fungi, pharmaceutical do, make blood more soluble, then why not drink the water that's going to hit appetite, get rid of obesity, cause you to lose weight, cause your dress size to go down? I'm about in a week, but we're not going to just look at getting weight off us. We're going to get disease out of our bodies. We're going to look better, sound better, and we're going to stop having all these funerals, and we're going to start having more fun. And so it's time for the church to get excited about life. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. And this is living water. If God was to ordain a water, then this would be a water that you could see that has no chlorine, no lead, no pharmaceuticals, no insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, a water that's anti-inflammatory, a water that has an antioxidant component, a water that anti-aging component. And so, Brother Stephen, everything that you would need to live, what has got it? And so why not try a water that's got what you need? Somebody asked the question, I see it on Facebook, what do you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I think about eating that much because I don't need to eat. When you drink right water, your body's not trying to figure out what to eat. It's already eating. I remember Jesus said this. I know I'm trying, not trying to get spiritual. Jesus said, I have food that you know not of. Stop worrying about what you're going to eat. Start worrying about what you're going to read, what you're going to digest in your brain. If your brain doesn't get this, your body won't be able to recover. You got to recover in the brain for the body to respond. And so it's way more spiritual than your physical. Many people are going to try to do this in the physical, but you can't do it in the physical, because if the spirit man doesn't agree with it, it's not going to happen. And so you already tried diet, and you know the diet is not going to work. You already tried, you know, what you're going to do is not going to work. The only way that anything's going to work for your body is what God ordained. Get you some water, get you some vegetables, get you some fruit, get you a brand new life. And in 21 days, I can guarantee you, if you follow anybody, that disease that you thought you had is gone. That disease in 21 days is gone. And in 90 days of the season, you got a cancer fighting machine that you could literally take the blood out of your body and put that blood on cancer, and it'll eat cancer but up. Why? Because you prepared your body for the millennium, you prepared your body to fight disease. If you get your immune system right, if you repair your body right, water will be the answer for everything you ever dreamed of. And so, get you some alkaline water and live and not die. Be prosperous.
Well, I think
not
you brought up.
And not
I think you brought up a good point. And of course, I do want to acknowledge the listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today on Facing Your Fears with regular host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. We certainly appreciate you taking time to listen to us today. If you've got a comment or you've got a question or you'd just like to tell us your story about getting healthy and the things that you do in your life, which relate to trying to fight off, particularly right now, this COVID-19 and taking precautions, just press 1 on your phone and we'll put you in the phone queue. We'll be going to some of these listener comments in just a moment. We do appreciate this. Now, I think that you brought up a good point here, Reverend Dr. Patton, and that is about the water. And then when you take water just right either out of a bottle, these filtered waters, there's no minerals left in there. And so if I understand this correctly, you've got water that actually has put the minerals back in it to make it healthier for you. Maybe you can explain that to us.
Well, I definitely want to because and it's very important we understand what water is. Water is H2O. And so what we have, Brother Stephen, is H2O. We have a hydrogen oxygenated water, a water that has no other byproducts. And so when you put water in your body that was designed to go in your body from the beginning, when God made man, he made the right water. Remember, we're supposed to live forever. We weren't supposed to die. We only died because of the sin, right? And so our bodies were made live forever. So God must have intended to have the right water, the right food, the right fruit to eat in order for us to live forever, because that's what we're supposed to do. And so when we look at our alkalinity in the bottled water that we're drinking, if we're drinking bottled water, you're destroying your own immune system because you're drinking a water that has pharmaceutical residue. You're drinking a water that still has insecticides, herbicides, even though it's a purified water. It's purified based on government authorities, and the government only has a limited power when it comes to bottled water. There are no real restrictions on bottled water. For your faucet, it's full of chlorine, lead. And so those of you who don't know this, your faucet, by law, can contain up to 900 different chemicals and still be legal. Why? Because the laws from 1965 have never been changed. So 920-something chemicals can come out of the faucet at a certain level, and you still can be legal. People, right now, all of America is drinking Rust. All of America is drinking chlorine at double level. So if you're staying with water, if you're cooking with it, if you're bathing with it, if you're cleaning with it, then it's becoming a part of you. You've got to get a hold of this water. And what's the difference? It has your riboflavin. It has your potassium. It has your sodium. It has all of the minerals necessary, along with the oxygen, along with the peroxide effect. It could just explain that if you just put peroxide in your mouth, and you know how peroxide fuzzes up in the mouth. So you could just see how this water That's the effect that it has inside the body of getting rid of bacteria and disease. And so that's how fast this water works inside the body. Just know.
All right, listeners. You are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. We do have some callers that called in to ask some questions on today. As always, we are so very happy and delighted to have you tuned in to Facing Your Fears. Reverend Partan, can you hear me? Do you have your phone? Can you hear me?
I am
talking at the same time I'm in the studio and you on Facebook. So there's two different conversations going on. The callers that called in and you on Facebook. So we want to yield right here and give our callers an opportunity to ask their questions that called into the studio, as well as answer the questions for the viewers on Facebook. Again, callers.
Okay.
You are tuned to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. On today, we are having a discussion with our special guest, Reverend Dr. David Partan and Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. And our topic for today is Disease Hates, Element 8X. And we're doing part 2 of it, continuing giving instructions and giving information on great healthy, how to live a greater, healthy life, the things we should eat and the things we shouldn't eat, also the water that we drink, the different name brands of water, which I know Dr. Partan is going to get in later on in the show. But we do want to pause right here. We do have a caller at this time who has a question for Dr. Partan, Mr. Smith, or myself, and we want to yield and let that caller come in. Okay.
Amen.
Okay, caller 504, last four digits, 1269. You are in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I've enjoyed the show, the talk so much. It's so informative, educational. Alkaline water, is there more than one type of alkaline water? I'm asking the question because I'm not familiar with it.
Yes,
Dr. Partan, can you hear the question?
I can hear the question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes, okay.
Yes, I can.
There are many types of alkaline water. The faucet is alkaline water. And so the word alkaline water is really misused and mishandled because people are looking for alkaline water. So what you need to look for is oxygenated water, which you're probably not going to find because the process that we use, it takes too much time to commercially make this water. And so the water that we make is made by hand. So when you toss it on, if you would test your water, any water that tests over 7 pH is an alkaline water. And so alkalinity just means anything over 7. Acid means anything under 7. And so just because a water tests alkaline doesn't mean anything because the alkaline waters that they're selling at the store, read the label, Evermore, Essential, and any smart water. What they use to boost the pH is baking soda, a bicarbonate. Bicarbonate means the water that we have, we don't boost the pH. We use platinum and titanium plates. It shocks water molecules, and it makes the water small. To make the molecules small, the cells literally hydrate from the smaller cell. It's called hexagonal water. It changes the shape of the water. And so this water is not like any other water in the world. In order to get this type of water, you literally have to go to the North Pole and get your gas and bring it. What we've done is we brought the North Pole to you. And the Japanese technology for almost 50 years. And so it's not new if you have technology. But for those who just hearing the word alkaline, well, water, yes, there are many kinds. And every water has a different alkalinity. Believe me, you know, every water falls different. Chlorine, every water for insecticides, pesticides, herbicides. And so do not trust because in America, any faucet that tests alkaline approved, doesn't matter how much chlorine, doesn't matter how much insecticides, herbicides, but what we're talking about is whole water, a water that can be tested. Chlorine tested, no chlorine. Insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, tested, no, none of them. And so we have an oxygen level that's way above anything you ever experienced. So much so that a drop of water per ounce. If you had a 16-ounce bottle, you would need 16 ounces. And the experience that you would have is what I'm getting every phone calls. Pastor, my energy level. Pastor Tan, I'm going to the bathroom. Pastor Tan, my diabetes type 2. Pastor Tan, the doctor, my cancer, I don't have anymore. And so I get people who I've talked to, but your experience will be yours because everybody is different. And so what you need to do is drink your body's weight in ounces in the water. But the element 8 is a special design water where you only need an ounce of that. And then the X is only drops of that. So yes, alkaline water is very different because once they commercialize the thing, they make it difficult. And Brother Steven, Sister Norma, this is how America is so successful. They confuse you with all of the products that look alike, knowing that you're not going to figure out which one is right. But once they commercialize it, you usually wind up making the wrong decision. And so call me at Whole Water, 701-4711. That's 701-4711. See my Dallas distributors on the line, Sister Vandy, she's there. So we have Dallas offices, New Orleans offices, and we ship all over the world. Wholewater.com. Go to the site and you can order the water. Send the element 8. Yes, ma'am. Alkaline water at the store will, read the label, will be with baking soda. And if it does oxygen, I want you to send me a picture because water is the only one that's oxygenated that I know about in the whole world. God bless you.
Now, I'm not sure.
Thank you. Paul, we want to thank our caller for calling in and do call back. Feel free to call back
any Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. As we would continue,
yes, you did.
Facing your fears, and we will have some more information on the health as the coronavirus continues. We'll be coming back with more and more information on how we should eat and drink healthier and have a healthier diet. All right, listeners, remember you too can join in on this awesome conversation by pressing the number ones on your phones if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and experience with dieting or any sickness that you may have, that you may have a question that you want to ask Dr. Pertan or Mr. Stephen Smith or myself. Feel free to press that number one on your phone at that time. I will bring you into the studio. At this time, we're going to hear it's getting late in the show. We only have a couple of minutes left. And we do want to acknowledge Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. If you have any comments on what Dr. Pertan have discussed so far or any questions he may have. And also, I want to acknowledge this is my first time going live on Facebook, so you got me here. I'm working about 3 or 4 computers in front of me. Also, with Facebook viewers, if you have any questions, feel free to type in your questions in the comment section, and we will see them, and they will be addressed at the time that you would type it into the comment square. Okay, Mr. Stephen Smith at this time.
Thank you, Evangelist Norma. This is a very informative broadcast, and I think an important factor that we have to remember here is that we're learning about how to be healthy. It's most important time right now to try and boost our immune systems, to eat properly, and drink plenty of water. And we're learning how alkaline, oxygenated, and I always have a tough time with this word. Let me just say it. Oxygen in our water, because I can pronounce that. But, you know, and how our physical health relates to the mental health. But I did take a look there on Facebook, and one of the questions, and I'll bring that up to you, is about tell us about how this element 8X works in the body. I know that you kind of talked about that earlier, but this is for the people that might just be joining us, and we appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you. So how does it work in your body there, Reverend Dr. Patton?
Well, thank you, Stephen. Well, Element 8X is a product that allowed me to design, and how Element 8X works is this. We incorporate it in our diet. It can be used as an oxygenated water where you can put on your tongue. Let's say you put a drop on your tongue. That drop on your tongue immediately begins to go into the body and look for chemicals, looks for plastics, bacteria, fungi, pharmaceutical residue, pathogens, viruses. And so it literally begins to eradicate diseases and disease markers out of the body. So the more we consume, the more it begins to get rid of the pollution in the body. So let's say we have a swimming pool. The swimming pool was full of algae. Well, if we put the chlorine in the pool, it begins to eat up the algae. Well, our bodies is full of different types of pharmaceutical markers and different bacteria and fungi and pathogens. When we put the Element 8X in our bodies, it goes into that body and it begins to consume all of these bacteria and fungi. And by eliminating certain fungi, you get rid of them through urination, and sweat. And so when you get rid of these disease markers, when you drink, the more the disease markers leave and the cleaner your body becomes, now what happens? Your energy level increases. Your cellular hydration is complete. Now you're able to sleep better, eat better, think better. Your eyes see better. You're able to speak better. You're able to be look at things in a different way. Your depression that you might have is now gone. Your anxiety is now gone. You're more clear in your mind. Your energy level is at a peak performance. You no longer get tired during the day. You're running like a machine. I'm talking about from getting up. I mean, I've been up 5 o'clock this morning. I did eat a cup of soup. They made sure I ate a little. They made sure I ate today. But usually I just go and I drink the water. But the water keeps you running like a machine. And so if you encounter or try to use this Element 8X for yourself, what you're going to find is a water that makes you supercharged. How does it work? cleans the internal organs of the body. It cleans the cells inside the body. And by cleaning the cells, it makes the body run like a fine-tuned machine. And so I'm working my hand around the car, and the wheels begin getting faster and faster and faster. And the more you use it, remember, the cleaner your pool gets, the cleaner your water gets, and the cleaner your water gets, the faster your body works, the more energetic your body is, the more thinking is performed. On last week when I did an experiment with this water, I completed it 1 month in 4 days. I got up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 2 o'clock each morning, took 2 tests each morning. Friday took 3 tests, passed the state test, passed each one of those tests, came back and took the state insurance test, passed it. Why? Because this water prepares your brain for abnormal function. So if you want to function at a higher level, element 8X, what does it do? It cleans the internal organs, any bacteria that's hanging on your pancreas, on your liver, on your lungs, inside your lungs, on your muscles, arthritis, gout, arthritis. It eats up the acids. It eats up the things that stop you from breathing. It eats up the things that stop you from moving. And so the element 8X, it literally is out of this world. It's hard to describe because every person, it treats you individually. So when you put in your body system normal, it's going to have you like a woman. But Stephen, you're going to be Superman, and I'm going to be just Mouse. I'll just be Mighty Mouse, but y'all could be who y'all are. But the water will change everything you ever dreamed of, and you're going to know that you're going to live longer because Element 8X is the water to look at. And so look at site, wholewater.com, or call me at 501-4711. It's 504-701-4711. Experience Element 8X for yourself, because this water is out of this world. God gave it to me, and God told me it is the water. I've been doing Elkin Water, Brother Stephen, for 13 years. I've been working.
I was going to ask you how long you've been doing this. And you've been motivated to try and help people, and that's the important factor.
Sir.
And I think that maintaining healthy habits right now is extremely important, especially with the coronavirus pandemic.
Yes.
You know, we need to be doing everything that we can to maintain optimal health for ourselves as well as our loved ones. And so that's where this information can help you. No, that's where this information can help. And I just want to ask, you know, the listeners to, you know, absorb this information and do something about it, because a lot of people will listen and nobody will do anything about it. But if you want to get healthy, you want to prevent the coronavirus, you want to prevent disease, then if you take these steps that we've been talking about, you can see a big difference in your health as well as the people that you love the most can, you know, fight off these diseases that we're dealing with.
And Brother Stephen, if I could say this, I recently got a testimony from Ms. Dawn. She's a coronavirus recovery person, and she sent me a 3-page letter. And the only thing that she did during her coronavirus experience was drink the whole water and use the drops on her tongue. I'll send it to you, Brother Stephen, Sister Norma. And she said that the only thing that gave her refreshing in life and allowed her to breathe was whole water and the element 8 drops. I'll forward those testimonies to y'all.
Conversation is going. I hate to cut the conversation off, but it's getting real late in the show, and I know our listeners are enjoying and taking in a lot of information in reference to the how to live a much greater, healthier life, and the topic on the disease hates element 8X. Look like we got two conversations going on here, one on Facebook and one on the radio. So right now I'm going to ask that whoever interfering right now, that please let me get this information out to my listeners. Feel free to call back every Thursday to 5:30, as Facing Your Fears will have a new special guest on next week and the following week. Also, we want to take the time out to tell the listeners you do have a little time left in the show. If you have any questions,
time, Minister. Just want to share your thoughts or experience on a healthier life. Feel free to press that number one, and I will bring into the studio, in which we only have another 10 minutes left into the show. And at this time, I would like Mr. Stephen Smith to give some information about himself and what he's doing there with the LWN Foundation. And also, I understand he has a new television show now. And let him give us some information on that. And listeners, you can tune in at the time when he gives his information. At that time, you can tune in and listen to some of the great things that he's doing in the community there in Tampa, Florida. And then we will come back to our special guest, Mr. Partan, or Dr. Partan, who will close the show out with more information on how to contact him, and he will give us our closing prayer. But I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show today, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. As always, my heart is very, very thankful, and I love all of you, and you make me feel so good every Thursday for having a full studio. And we want to thank Reverend Dr. Partan, for going live on Facebook today. And as I said, you worked me a little hard today, Mr. Partan, because I had three or four different computers in front of me. But I was glad that some of our Facebook friends had an opportunity to hear a little bit about Facing Your Fears, in hopes that they would join us again here on Facing Your Fears. Mr. Smith, amen. And then we will turn it over to Dr. Partan. He will give you information on how to contact him after the show, and then he will lead us out with our closing prayer. God bless you. God keep you. And remember to stay safe out there, everyone, because the coronavirus is not a joke. And we're praying that everyone will be healed if they're on the ventilators or if they're sick, if their families are sick. And I'm more than sure Dr. Partan is going to pray for those who have lost their loved ones during the ending of give us our
amen.
Closing prayer. God bless all of you. Until next week, you will hear my voice at that time, Mr. Smith.
Thank you very much, Evangelist Norma. I am Stephen Smith. I'm just south of Tampa here in Florida. And your health, listeners, it is super important to all of us, and that's why we're talking about what we're doing here. I am the founder of a nonprofit foundation, the LWN Live with Nature Foundation. As I mentioned earlier, if you didn't hear, it is a platform for positive transformational change for your life. It's about empowerment. It's about taking action on the things that we learn and applying them to our life. Most specifically, particularly with respect to our health, I consider myself a health and a wellness platform. And I do live video on Facebook in the mornings. I do a sunrise broadcast about 6:10 a.m. Monday through Friday. But I'm now on TV. You can, if you have a smart TV, you have E360 or Roku, Apple or Android TV or Amazon Fire TV, you can download the E360 TV application and watch me on Monday mornings at 7 a.m. Monday evenings, I have a get-to-know show where we introduce people that are making a positive impact in the community. And then on Wednesday, we are specifically talking about health and wellness, and we have our Ask Dr. Jenny show, and Dr. Jenny is called Naturopath here. It's about natural alternatives. That's what Reverend Dr. Patton has been discussing with us, and how we need to be able to take care of our physical health, which will relate to our mental health. And we want you just to be the best person that you can possibly be. I appreciate you. Check out that E360 TV app. If you don't want to or don't have a smartphone, excuse me, you can watch this on our website. I have a website as well. That is lwnfoundation.org. There's a live stream tab there. Take a look there. We've got affirmations, a lot of positive information up there, and we'd love to have you come by. Reach out to us. Send us a message if we can help you. That's what we're here to do. So at this point, I will yield to Reverend Dr. David M. Patton. Thank you so very much, and I will say thank you for educating us here today, Dr. Patton.
Well, thank you, Brother Stephen, and I definitely want to participate in some of the awesome things and see that you're doing, because anybody who's trying to help people, got to be involved with them because we need each other. That's the thing I know about ministry. Ministry is about supporting one another, and I appreciate the support that you give me, Sister Norma, with just being on the show, being host with us. And so I just want to say to you, Saints of God, those of you listening, that the broadcast that we have today and that we plan to continue having is called Changing Your Faith, Food Over Medicine, and Your Water, Change Your Mind. Three platforms that I have also, that are radio broadcast and Facebook Live broadcast. But those who are interested in alkaline oxygenated water, the Eliminate X, the Clear and the Blue, please call me at 504-701-4711. That's 701-4711. We're talking about waters that can really bring you back to life. Why is water so important? Because the body is 75% water. And if the body is 75% water, and you need water for your lungs, you need water for your heart, you need water for your blood, you need water for your brain, water is going to be the most important thing that you put in your body. And so water is actually the cure-all for all of your diseases. And so dis-ease is something that makes you not at ease. And so, Saints of God, if you want to build up your system and fight off viruses before they come, fight off cancer before it comes, fight off the heart attack before you get it, fight off the high blood pressure and the diabetes type 2 and the cholesterol, the diverticulitis, all of these diseases, the arthritis, these acid diseases, acid reflux, carpal tunnel. Saints, listen, the only way to get your body dis-ease free is to stop putting the dis-ease in. And I already told you that most of the diseases that are in the body are coming from the animals that are being consumed, that are having these diseases automatically transformed from them to us. If you eat them, you're eating their diseases. So let us try our best to transform our lives. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And the Bible says that if you don't allow your body to be filled with the Holy Ghost, God says, if you destroy it, I will destroy you. And so let us not destroy ourselves. Let us try to get our bodies to stop, prevent, and reverse disease. And the only way to stop, prevent, and reverse disease is to, first of all, put in our bodies what it needs to go to the next level. And what is that needs to go to the next level? Well, thanks God, let me tell you. It's alkaline, oxidated, microcluster, microcluster water from the Whole Water Store, WH2OLE.com, WH2OLEWTR.com, and enjoy looking at the website. If you got any questions, please call at 504-701-4711, 504-701-4711. And remember this, no disease can live in an alkaline, oxygenated environment. That means none. So no matter what the name is, it can't live. Let's go to God in prayer right now. Saints of God, let's pray.
Yes.
Father, we thank
just
you right
before
now.
Thank you. I wanted to interject real quick before you say your prayer here, Reverend, is you are going to be on my TV show in 2 weeks from Monday, and that is the Get to
all
Know
right.
Town Hall broadcast, all right? And so we're going to be having Dr. Patton with us, and we'll be carrying on this discussion about your health and the things that you can do to improve your health. And so join us there, E360 TV app, or on Facebook, the LWN Foundation. We'd love for you to join us, and we'll look forward to that. And I'm looking forward to having you on my show there, Dr. Patton.
Well, I'm looking forward to being on it. I praise God for the opportunity, and I'm going to be replaying it on the Facebook. And we just believe, God, that it'll be fantastic, and God's going to continue giving us information that we need to share to get people healed and well in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you right now. Let's have such an awesome show. Thank you for Norma Chapman. And evangelist Norma Chapman, her opportunity to be able to share on Facebook and share on facing your fears. For right now, we're able to face our fears because we know that if we eat a better diet, we're going to live a better life. God, we thank you for letting us know that you are all things to all men. We thank you, God, that praying now for those that they'll feel comfort in this hour of bereavement, those who lost loved ones to this coronavirus disease. And God, we pray now for a special covering over all our listening audience, that they will hear, that they will understand, and they will act on the information that we share today, that they'll prevent their bodies from getting diseases and allow their body to be disease free. And God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. And the sons of God said, amen.
Amen, amen. That is the end of the show for today, Facing Your Fears. I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in on today. Remember, every Thursday, tune back in by dialing 917-889-3028, 4:30 to 5:30. And remember to keep Christ in your life. And we're praying for all the sick and the shut in. And we want to just thank you, thank you, thank you, Doctor, my special guest, Dr. David Cortan, and Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. God bless all of you.
Thank
and
you.
God keep you. Goodbye.
Have a great
God
day.
Love you. God bless you. Thank you.